Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning into Krabby Cabby's podcast. My name is Chris. I will be your host, and this is episode 3, season 1. I hope everybody is enjoying their day, their beautiful Sunday. And guess what? You guys woke up today, so you're good. And everybody's staying safe, taking proper measures, and making sure they're keeping others safe and healthy and staying away from COVID-19, Corona, Coco, aka Rona, as long as possible. Don't catch it. Stay away. Take proper measures. Wear your mask, stay sanitized, keep your hands clean, keep them away from your face, and let's kick this virus in the butt and tell it to get out of here and don't come back, you know? I had something recorded earlier for you guys, but I don't know what happened to it. It just went bye-bye. It just disappeared, vanished, poof. But I do want to say thank you guys for showing some support and everything. I'm getting some audience and I do appreciate it so much. I'm trying to get the world out there to listen to me. I'm trying to like maybe make some people laugh. You know, some people have a good podcast experience, you know, and bring some enthusiasm to the scene, you know. I sent some of my friends invites to the app. They're going to download the app, and I'm going to have some interviews with them, and it'll be very fun. It'll be like really fun. It'll be like a learning experience for me, you know. So I mean, like, this will all be really good and all coming real soon. I'm still a little bit nervous about doing all this, and I don't know why. You know, like I said earlier, I need to step outside my comfort zone, outside of my box. So. But once I get all that down packed and I'm feeling better and all about doing this, this will all just be a breeze. Like, you know, like I just right on by, blowing everybody's minds. And just, like you guys just said, oh my God, Chris is so awesome. Krabby Cabby's so awesome. You're damn right. Damn right. You don't need me to tell you that you're awesome, just like I'm awesome. Just let's all build each other up, man, through these times, you know? These are hard times right now. We need to stop breaking each other down and start building each other up. Because there's tons and tons of people out there that have already lost their humanity. And they're just waiting for you to crash and burn so they can laugh at you. But we're not going to let that happen, are we? We are so not going to let that happen to us. Never. You guys are strong. You guys got the ambition, the courage to want to do whatever you want to do, to be whatever you want to be. You know, you just got to take that step. You don't got to see the whole staircase. Just take that step, you know. Those are words by Martin Luther King Jr. All right, remember that. Take that first step. You don't got to see the whole staircase. Just that first step will get you moving in that right direction. But anyway, I am so jumping off a topic here. I mean, this is supposed to be a channel about my driving a cab everyday experience. And I'm sitting here trying to give y'all a motivational speech. Gotta give me a round of applause on that one. It was pretty good. That was definitely pretty good. You know, stay strong. Stay healthy. And also, while you're at it, if you don't mind, please like, subscribe, and share, if that's a podcasting term. like I said before, I'm new to this. So, yes, please tell your friends, tell your families, tell your mom, tell your dad, tell your animals that Krabby Cabby has came back. Actually, I never really even came anyway in the first place, but you know what I mean. Did I really just say Krabby Cabby has came back? I think I'm supposed to say has come back. But you know what? Scratch that last part. You know what I mean? I don't even feel like going back and recording it because I'm just ready to just be like just be myself, you know? And stop deleting or stop like recording and then re-recording and everything. I mean, I think I might just be myself for maybe once, you know? But, I probably shouldn't do that. I mean, you know what? Let's get back to the whole cab thing, okay? Damn, this thing got me all screwed up right now. But no, seriously, I probably will be myself for the most part. But I'll just do it the proper way and just like pause it and then record some more after I'm done thinking about what I want to say next. You know, so. But no, seriously, on the real, if you guys stuck around this long through this podcast, then you're going to hear a story about my cab driving experiences. So, as I said, I've been doing this now for almost 4 years. And there are some runs that you get where you pick up somebody, you take them where they want to go at, but you wait for them, and then you take them back to where you picked them up at. Doing this for so long, I know I don't ask questions. They don't ask. They don't tell. I don't ask. You know, don't ask, don't tell. If I don't know about it, it's not my concern. It's none of my business. You know, I don't give a hell. But I know sometimes I do assist riders on runs so that they can, I'm sure, go pick up drugs. I wait for them, and then I take them back. Like I said, I don't ask, I don't tell. As long as they pay me, I don't care what they do. As long as they pay me and they don't, like, try to harm me or whatever, then it is what it is. You do what you do. So, yeah, that's a story. Like, you can always tell, you know? 9 times out of 10, that's what it is. When you pick up somebody in a hot spot, you take them to another hot spot, like a community, like a hot spot of a community, you know? So, yeah, I do that at least probably 2 to 3 times a week. So. And so, that is my story for you guys tonight. That is my podcast for episode 3, season 1. And I want to thank you all for listening. Y'all have a good night. And I will probably take a break tomorrow. And I will get back to you guys with something on Tuesday. If anybody wants to ask me any questions, feel free to send me a message. And you guys stay safe. And God bless.